Imagine a world where artificial intelligence is not just a tool, but the backbone of how media is created, distributed, and consumed. Welcome to the AI in Media Daily Brief, your go-to source for how AI is reshaping media. Today is Monday, April 7th, 2025. Here's what's making waves in AI implementation across media workflows. Let's get into it. The media industry stands on the precipice of a technological revolution. Over the past year, we've seen artificial intelligence go beyond the hype to become a transformative force. For media companies, integrating AI into their systems is no longer a choice, but a necessity. AI offers unprecedented opportunities to enhance operational efficiency. It automates repetitive tasks like content tagging and video clipping, allowing for a massive increase in output with fewer resources. Looking ahead, AI could contribute a $15.7 trillion boost to the global economy, with media and entertainment seeing major cost reductions. In fact, McKinsey predicts AI could automate 60 to 70% of tasks, significantly impacting the media industry. By standardizing metadata tagging with AI-driven computer vision, film and television studios can implement unified arrangements when onboarding assets from third-party production companies. This vastly improves media searchability, saving marketers time and money, while increasing the quality and creativity of their promotional material. Emotion significantly impacts our ability to retain information. By applying sentiment analysis to ad-supported content, AI introduces a new dimension for targeting. This additional telemetry enhances brand safety for advertisers and drives higher cost per thousand impressions for publishers. However, fully leveraging AI's potential is not a straightforward process. It requires a multifaceted approach, including process redesign, employee education, and consistent iterative improvement. By integrating AI in a scalable way now, even in narrow use cases, companies can gain valuable insights and a competitive edge as AI tools become more advanced. The media landscape is evolving at a breakneck pace, driven by technological advancements and changing consumer behaviors. AI is at the forefront, with capabilities ranging from content personalization to real-time analytics. Companies that delay adopting AI risk being left behind as competitors deliver more engaging and personalized experiences to audiences faster. In 2024, there were over 3,000 operational AI startups, each attracting significant venture capital funding. The rapid pace of AI development means that the longer companies wait, the harder it will be to catch up. Starting today allows media companies to stay ahead of AI advancements and remain relevant in an ever-changing industry. One of the biggest challenges in integrating AI is the human element. Employees need to become familiar with AI tools and understand how to leverage them effectively. This shift requires time, training, and a cultural change within organizations. The Enabled ICT Workforce Consortium predicts that more than 90% of information and communications technology jobs will undergo high or moderate transformation by AI. By starting the integration process now, companies can gradually align employee expectations with AI's new capabilities, reducing resistance to change and ensuring a smoother transition. Deeply integrating AI into existing IT infrastructure is crucial for fully realizing AI's benefits and overcoming challenges associated with scaling AI beyond pilot projects. Without deep integration, organizations may struggle with complexities that prevent widespread AI adoption. A future-proof AI strategy involves continuous learning and adaptation. Media companies must remain agile, regularly reassessing their AI tools and strategies to leverage the latest advancements and meet the evolving needs of their audience. This ongoing process will help media companies stay ahead of the curve and maintain their competitive advantage in an increasingly AI-driven world. The integration of AI is not just a technological upgrade for media companies, it's a strategic imperative. Considering the opportunities for cost savings, the demands of a rapidly evolving landscape, and the importance of a prepared workforce, the time to deeply embed AI into media systems is now. By acting today, media companies can position themselves for long-term success in a future where AI will play a central role in every aspect of the industry. AI-generated content now accounts for 30% of what you see online, and that number is only growing. But in the world of television drama, the role of artificial intelligence is still a hot topic, stirring both excitement and anxiety among creatives. Imagine a world where the winner of a Primetime Emmy Award for Best Drama Series thanks an AI tool like ChatGPT or Sora in their acceptance speech. It might sound far-fetched, but as AI gains traction in the television industry, it's something we're inching closer to. Yet for high-end drama, the tools aren't quite ready for prime time, according to Guy Bisson, executive director of data and analytics firm Ampere Analysis. In 18 months, Bisson predicts we'll see an explosion in the use of AI in scripted content. Big TV players in Europe are already expressing interest, particularly in formats, documentaries, and non-scripted content. RTL CEO Thomas Rabe sees great opportunities with AI, especially in increasing efficiency and content generation. Meanwhile, ITV Studios' Julian Bellamy describes AI as a co-pilot with creatives to amplify and augment existing creative interests. In the United States, however, the embrace of AI is more cautious. Hollywood studios have been pitched by OpenAI on their text-to-video generator Sora and have had discussions with Alphabet and Meta about licensing content for AI training. But there's hesitation. As AI was a contentious issue in last year's writers and actors strikes, studios are wary of legal complications, including the use of copyrighted material for AI training. Entertainment industry and AI expert Peter Sathy cautions that any company looking to use AI needs to be very careful about how they position it to the creative community. There's a real risk of potential liability when using generative tools like Sora to produce commercially distributed content. This uncertainty makes it difficult for major media companies to fully embrace AI. Despite the cautious approach, there are already instances of AI use in television. For instance, BBC conducted a small trial using AI to generate marketing messages for Doctor Who, and Amazon MGM Studios reportedly employed AI for a marketing image for Fallout. Disney Plus used AI-powered voice cloning for The Mandalorian, and Marvel Studios utilized AI for the credit sequence of Secret Invasion. These examples hint at the potential role AI could play in television, but for now, its application in high-end scripted drama is limited. Tools like Synalytic, Largo, and StoryFit offer script analysis and feedback, while ChatGPT and Midjourney assist with storyboards and pitch decks. Yet the technology isn't quite ready to replace human creativity in crafting compelling narratives. U.S. writer and producer Mark Goffman sees AI's potential for research and the initial stages of writing, but emphasizes the importance of meaningful prompts from writers. The generic prompts lead to generic answers, underscoring the need for a human touch. Meanwhile, Mark Guggenheim, known for series like Carnival Row, warns that AI can be either a useful tool or phenomenally destructive, but it's not yet capable of writing a good scene on its own. For now, AI remains not really a tool that's ready for prime time, as Guggenheim puts it. The stakes are high, and as AI continues to evolve, the industry will need to navigate these waters carefully to harness its potential without stifling creativity. Let's dive into a topic that's generating a lot of buzz and concern in the tech world: deepfakes. These are AI-generated videos that can make it look like people are saying or doing things they never did. The implications are massive, and there's a growing call for legislators and governments to step in and regulate this technology to prevent widespread disruption. Deepfakes have the potential to wreak havoc by spreading misinformation, damaging reputations, and even influencing elections. Imagine seeing a video of a politician making inflammatory statements that they never actually said. The damage could be irreparable before the truth comes to light. This isn't just a problem for politicians. Anyone could become a target of deepfake technology, from celebrities to everyday individuals. The risk of personal and professional harm is significant, and that's why experts are urging for swift and decisive action. It's crucial for governments to establish regulations that can keep up with the rapid pace of AI advancements. Without proper oversight, we could see a rise in scams, fake news, and public mistrust. The challenge lies in balancing technological innovation with ethical and legal considerations. The call for regulation is not about stifling creativity or technological progress. Instead, it's about creating a safe digital environment where innovation can thrive without compromising truth and integrity. As AI continues to evolve, it's imperative that our legal frameworks evolve with it. As we wrap up today, let's reflect on the importance of proactive measures in the face of AI's rapid development. Deepfakes are just one aspect of the broader AI landscape that requires our attention. By staying informed and advocating for responsible AI use, we can help shape a future that benefits everyone. That's it for today's The AI in Media Daily Brief. The need for regulatory action on deepfakes underscores the urgency of aligning technological advancements with ethical standards. Thanks for tuning in. Subscribe to stay updated. This is Michelle, signing off. Until next time.